AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Walmart is issuing a rare warning. The nation's largest retailer says prices will be going up because of President Trump's tariffs. But Walmart CFO John David Rainey tells CNBC they will try to avoid price spikes.
We're wired to keep prices low for customers. But the level of tariffs that have been proposed is pretty challenging for all retailers, for suppliers, and certainly our concern is that consumers are going to feel some of that. So we're going to keep prices as low as we can for as long as we can.
Walmart executives say higher prices began to appear on shelves late last month and are accelerating. The government says retail sales slowed last month. Wholesale prices dropped unexpectedly in April for the first time in more than a year. Russia and Ukraine are set to hold their first direct peace talks in 3 years. It's being held in Turkey. Russian President Vladimir Putin said no to a request from Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky to meet face-to-face. On Capitol Hill, Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says Putin is stonewalling.
Hope springs eternal, but Putin failing to show speaks volumes. In my view, Putin is a thug who is playing the president right now.
Zelensky says he decided to send his delegation to demonstrate to President Trump Ukraine wants to end the fighting. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill making Florida the second state to ban fluoride from its water system.
Yes, use fluoride for your teeth, that's fine, but forcing it into the water supply is basically forced medication on people. They don't have a choice. You're taking that away from them.
Utah was the first state to ban fluoride in late March, and its prohibition went into effect last week. The CDC says fluoride strengthens teeth and reduces cavities by replacing minerals lost during normal wear and tear. New York University says it will deny a diploma to a student who used a graduation speech today to condemn Israel's attacks on Palestinians and what he described as U.S. complicity in this genocide. This is AP News. We are hearing the story of a sole survivor.
Rock climber Anton Selleck, who survived a 400-foot rock climbing fall that killed his three companions, hiked back to his car despite serious injuries and managed to call 911.
Hello, my name is Anton.
He apologized to the dispatcher for his voice and says,
I can hardly breathe.
Anton and his climbing partners were descending a gully between towering granite spires in Washington's North Cascades Mountain Saturday evening, when an anchor securing their ropes tore out of the rock.
And the whole team went down, but I was luckily survived, but yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so it's just you?
Yes.
Despite suffering brain trauma and other serious internal injuries, Anton told the dispatcher,
but I feel okay, I mean, I don't need emergency.
He is now listed in satisfactory condition at a Seattle hospital. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.